the rest of the story. Henry Brown stared wide-eyed into the suffocating darkness of his self-imposed tomb. He had meant only to hide there. Now it seemed he may die there. In what threatened to become his last minutes, or perhaps even moments, Henry reflected on his family, his loving wife Nancy and their children, all of them so cruelly taken from him. Life without them was meaningless anyway, he pondered, so he might as well perish. But why in such agony? The mortal danger Henry presently faced was less than a matter of his being discovered than of what had happened to the enclosure in which he'd concealed himself. About 2 hours previous, workmen had entered the storeroom in order to free more space for other boxes there. They had tipped the one in which Henry was hiding on its end so that Henry is now trapped upside down on his head. He could feel his eyes swelling, popping out of their sockets. The blood vessels at his temples seemed ready to burst. His arms were numb, paralyzed. A cold sweat drenched him. Death was near. Henry knew it in a strange, sure way that the dying sometimes know, and so, as he had since boyhood, Henry Brown lifted his heart one last time to his Creator. He said, "I've not always been a good man, but I've tried my best to be. Anyway, it's by your grace that I'm taken to my heavenly home, and if it's possible," prayed Henry, "to let this cup pass from me, please let me live." Well, Henry Brown's Creator also was his deliverer that day. For in the very next instant, Henry heard a noise. The workmen had returned to the storeroom. One of them said to the other that he was tired, and the other said, "We'll sit here and rest." And with that, a pair of burly hands pulled the box in which Henry was hiding back on its side, a place for them to sit. Now Henry could breathe again and feel his arms again. He was alive again, and beyond today, he would survive. Well, this is the rest of the story. Henry Brown was a 32-year young black slave, the immorally rightful property of a Virginia plantation owner, and more desperately still, Henry Brown was on the run, for when his master sold his wife and his children, Henry, despondent, decided to escape. He had nothing to lose now, he told himself, and so with the complicity of a friendly carpenter and the address of a Philadelphia abolitionist, he engaged in a deadly game of Hank in the Box. He had the carpenter nail him into a shipping crate with three tiny air holes in it. A container 3 feet by 2 feet by 2 feet, which traveled by railroad baggage car, then by steamboat in the storeroom of which Henry was dumped on his head and nearly died, and then by wagon, and then by rail again, and then by wagon again, until he reached the abolitionist's home, whereupon he was freed and was free forever after. Oh, yes, I do mean to say that once upon an innovative exit from the land of whips and thumbscrews in the year 1848, there was a slave named Henry Brown, who mailed himself to freedom. Now, his odds of escaping detection, moreover, his odds of surviving the events of those 27 incredible hours, are about as long as odds can get. His chances were about as low as you can go. Unless, of course, there was something divine intervention. But only you and I know the rest of the story.